You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front. Yep, you guessed it. The Romford Pelly, Ray Parler. How are we, Ray?
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed. Thank
good.
You.
So Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. If you haven't already, go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Ray, let's have a wee look back. I'm sorry we keep having to go back to Arsenal.
Don't go Cheltenham.
God, oh well, no, we can't. We're skin. Yeah. That's a nightmare. It's gone. I'm only just getting out of my head. But it was a nightmare for the Arsenal, wasn't it? Look, West Brom, Tony Pulis, eighth in the table, doing brilliant. It was going to be a difficult game, but it was the manner how they won, and it was the manner that Arsenal just sort of shrugged their shoulders, accepted it.
Well, they certainly played to the game plan now. I think we had Darren Fletcher on, didn't we? And he was saying that they've been working on how they're going to play. They're going to sit deep, hit them on the break, and obviously set plays was a very important part of the game. And, you know, the goals they conceded were really bad goals. I mean, the first one, header, he's had a running jump from like 10 yards.
Was Dawson, brilliant, wasn't it?
Brilliant ball in, but you've got to defend better. When you do zonal marking, you've got to be a little bit higher up. There was only about 4 yards off the keeper.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be at least 7-8 yards out of the box, out the little box. And
so you can get a run and a jump out.
Exactly, or stop people running. And you know, for me, I'm old-fashioned. I would like the old man-to-man marking. I know these days people can block you as you make your run, but I just think that if you're marking a guy, if he scores, he's down to you. Simple as that. And then as you can start pointing fingers at people then, saying, well, you were supposed to be marking him. What happened?
I agree.
So, look, second goal, obviously, check went off. Ospina makes a mistake there as well. He's got to take everyone out there. I mean, he's got to be brave. Mm. He's got to dive at people's ankles and catch the ball, not sort of push it out for someone to have another opportunity. So, and then the third goal, well, exactly the same. You know, there's three of them queuing up for the third goal. You think they'll learn their lesson, but so there's a really poor performance. And I think the manager can pick his team, but some of them players got to look at themselves as well. And I think Oxlade-Chamberlain came out at the end and said that he apologised to the fans who travelled a long way up to Birmingham to watch that. A really poor display.
Do you know what, Ray? I know the game has changed now, but I'll just give you a quick story. I'll be brief about, you know, I totally agree with you about man marking. That's my responsibility. Mm. You're not scoring, okay?
Yep.
And I honestly believe that's the best way. I remember playing for Man United at Forest, right? And we got off to a great start. I went through, went to go around the keeper, brought down, penalty, we scored. 2-0, we got one just before half-time. Cruising, went at half-time. Cluffy changed it. Mm. I think Trevor Francis came on. And anyway, cut long story short, 2-1, 2-2. And then they got the winner in the last few minutes. So we are abs from cruising. Manchester United, we go in, we're chins on our chest in the dressing room. Big Ron. And as I say, it doesn't happen anymore. Not the top flight. Sit down and shut up. Lock that dressing room door, right? He said, what a disgrace. Gives it a real rollicking from being total control, capitulate. And he said, I can't accept that. Mm. Then he suddenly goes, Gary, our goalkeeper was Gary Bailey. Gary, tell me about the first goal. Well, boss, you know, the ball was on the right-hand side and he didn't close down and da-da-da. And then when the ball came in, I was unsighted. He went, really?
So he's trying to blame other people?
I was unsighted. Tell me about the second goal. And he starts again. Well, boss, we give the ball away unnecessarily, da-da-da. And by the time I could react to it, the ball's it's behind me. It's in the back of the net, 2-2. Tell me about the third goal. Well, boss, before he could answer, Ron says, why didn't you come for the effing ball? And Gary goes, well, but before he can answer, Gordon McQueen, because he's an effing coward. Yeah. Right? That's why he didn't come. With that, Bailey launches himself across the dressing room floor. Still got all the gear on, studs and all that, boots. Yeah. Launches himself. McQueen launches himself. There's a right foot volley and a right hook. Boof. Bailey goes down. We all pile in, get on top of them. And Gary Bailey, he's a strong boy, by the way, right? So we've got Gordon and we've got Bailey. And Bailey keeps wriggling and trying to get him. And they're shouting and swearing. Big Ron don't know what to do. And then Gary made the fatal mistake, trying to get to Gordon. He's forcing his way out of people. His head went down again and Gordon drop kicked him. Oh, this time left foot, whoosh, and smashed him. Oh, dear. He didn't know what to do, Big Ron.
No.
And we got on that coach and
Did you win the next game?
It was funny in a way, you know. It was funny in a way. We were all sort of, from being absolutely floored, beating 3-2.
Would you say that now?
No chance.
Did you see a lot of arguments training? I don't know.
No chance.
We used to have a little bit of it. Dennis Bergkamp,
I just wonder,
did
the Arsenal boys on the way home, on the luxury coach, were they saying, oh, what a disgrace we were? How do we... I don't know. No. Do they care anymore?
Well, I hope they do care, because certainly them supporters care, and they paid lots of money to watch that. And
that was a shock.
It wasn't acceptable. It wasn't for performance from Arsenal.
And let's be honest, Ray, we don't know yet, but it appears he's turned down Paris Saint-Germain, Wenger. Turned it down. No, not coming. So that tells me he's going to stay for at least 1 year, maybe two.
Yeah, well, that could be the news coming out of Arsenal. We don't know for a fact that it's going to happen yet, but I think everybody's waiting, not just if you're an Arsenal fan, everybody around the football community is waiting to see what Wenger does, whether he moves on. But I think he'll stay, Al. And then there's got to be a big investment. I mean, people can argue, they invested last season.
How big? 150? 200?
The players they're bringing in is not the standard.
I agree.
I'm going back to my era. You know, they're bringing the likes of Bergkamp, Henri, Patrick Vieira, Perez,
Anelka.
Lundberg, Anelka. All them guys could do it. You know, they could do it at the top level. Now they're bringing in people who are decent, and they're taking a chance with players.
Yeah.
And some of them haven't got the right attitude either. What I mean by attitude, the winning mentality. Some of them is, you know, they're not used to being involved in big games and waiting to win games. And
sure.
I think they've got to get that right.
Now, one of the great games I really enjoyed at the weekend was City against Liverpool. A draw, a fair result, Ray, or should City have nicked it at the end with Aguero?
Well, Liverpool could have had scored as well, couldn't they? Lallana had a great chance. So if you look at it like with chances, I think Liverpool deserved at least a point. I thought it was a really good game. Man City started so well. That first 10-15 minutes, they really put the pressure on Liverpool. They held out a little bit, and then Liverpool got into the game. And probably a fair result at the end of the day. I had City down to win that game, Al, 2-1. So Guerrero misses that last chance. I think.
Many talking points, but for me, there was two penalties in the space of half a second.
Mm.
Aguero getting pulled back when the ball's cut across the ball. He lets that go because he thinks Sterling's going to tap it in. Sterling, we know there was the minimal of contact, but it stopped him scoring. For me, he's got to give a penalty there.
Yeah, well, there was lots of controversial decisions. I mean, Michael Oliver was the referee, and he's a decent ref. He's a young ref. He had a lot of decisions to make. I think there was about six bookings in the end of the game. Yaya Toure was another talking point, whether he should have been sent off for his tackle. It was a situation where it was a real hard game to referee. And, you know, we always have a go at refs, but it was a tough game to ref. And, you know, there's a couple of controversial decisions. And you know what it's like, Al. We get all the slow motions and we get looking back at it.
In live, I'm like, penalty, ref. It's got to be a pen.
Well, again, assistants got to help out a little bit. And we talk about these people, they're going to get more help moving forward. But the penalty decisions, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to act on. Offside rules, and obviously the offside and onside decision is very straightforward. If he's either onside or he's offside.
Yeah.
Penalty decisions, your word, you might think it's a penalty. Joe Bloggs might think it's not a penalty. So that's where you're going to have the cloudy situation if you're going to have that
saying
in
that,
the box.
The highlights, Liverpool on the break were very good.
Yeah.
And De Bruyne's ball for Aguero's goal, what a ball.
Well, they've got a great record against the top six, haven't they, Liverpool? They seem to really enjoy playing against the top six, where teams come at them a little bit more and then they come in on a break with Mane and Lallana and all these guys getting in on the ball, Coutinho. But Man City, as you rightly say, Aguero, brilliant balling for De Bruyne. And there he was, just to direct it into that far corner.
De Bruyne for Aguero, you mean?
That's why he's a top goal scorer. Yeah. I mean, making the right run and the ball into the box was superb.
Talking of Liverpool as well, very sad news this week. The passing of Ronnie Moran.
Yeah.
83, had been ill, had a few problems as well, you know, Alzheimer's and stuff. Had a short illness and he's
terrible
gone.
News. And we had Roy Evans on, didn't we? And he paid tribute to him, and he was sort of one of them guys behind the scenes, discipline, you know. And what I liked about Ronnie Moran, what it comes across as, he didn't care who you was. You know, if you was a big player,
stuck in it soon,
Kenny Dalglish and all that, he would tell him what he thought. And, you know, they certainly reacted to them having a go at him.
Okay, up front with Alan Brazil, is sponsored by bettingbrazil.com, okay? It's the betting site for all sports punters, great odds, markets, offers. Listeners to this podcast, you can take advantage here. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code ALAN60, which is capital A, capital LAN, okay, capital 60. Just visit bettingbrazil.com, enter your promo code ALAN60 on your first deposit, and we'll match your deposit up to £60. Also look out for a daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at bettingbrazil.com. Over 18s only. Offers is for new customers only. Terms apply. Betting should be fun. So please, please, please gamble responsibly, unlike Ray and I at Cheltenham. Right, looking ahead. Now, what a big game this is, Ray. I'm talking about Friday, Dublin, Republic of Ireland against Wales. Wales, of course, 4 points currently behind top of the table Ireland. If Wales lose, they could be out, by the way.
Yeah, they could be. And what a, you know, it's unbelievable when you saw what they did in the Euros, Al. Wales were sensational. I mean, everybody turned up. The way the system they played, and beating Belgium was a highlight for me. When they went 1-0 down, come back in them Euros. And Chris Coleman, look, he knows it's always going to be difficult. When you set the bar a little bit higher, you've got to keep performing every single week. But Republic of Ireland, I think they've got a lot of injuries, haven't they? I think Martin O'Neill's men are struggling with a lot of players being missing. So Wales might look at it and take an opportunity here.
I think
maybe
if Wales can beat them in Dublin, it's a hell of a result. I can't see it, mate.
No, again, look, they've had 3 draws so far, Wales, haven't they? They've won a game and had 3 draws. Again, would you look at a draw here, Al? Maybe Wales going there, or would you fancy? I think it'd be a draw.
Ireland will win.
Do you?
I think 1-0, something like that.
It won't be a lot of goals. I think it'd be a tight game. We know they're pretty defensive-minded, but I'm going to go for a draw. I would probably sit on the fence
and go for another draw. On the Sunday, Ray, let's start with Northern Ireland against Norway. Northern Ireland, second in the table. Fantastic, Michael O'Neill. What a job he's doing. Only lost to Germany so far. Now, can they put Norway at the sword? It's a tricky one for me.
Yeah, again, they're brilliant at home, aren't they, Northern Ireland? I think it's always a tough place to play. Norway, not going too well in the group at the moment. Only 3 points out. Only 1 win and 3 defeats so far. So I think Northern Ireland. I've got to go Northern Ireland here. I think they've got that experience.
2-0?
Yeah, I don't think they concede. I think they're very good defensive-minded. I think Michael, as you rightly say, has done a brilliant job. Absolutely superb. I think they take a lot out of going to that tournament as well, Euros. And let's hope they can get through because, you know, what a great spectacle they were. You know, what a great story. A nation like Northern Ireland to get to the Euros and then qualify was unbelievable. And they're sitting really well in the league at the moment. Second in the group. Germany will win the group, we know. But Northern Ireland can really, you know, push for that second spot.
Fabulous. England at Wembley, Lithuania. Now, look, we don't know what sort of side. Will he go for youth? Will he give the likes of, I don't know, Redmond, Ward-Prowse, Bartley, will they all get a chance?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what
Rashford.
Yeah, what Southgate does. I mean, you talk about friendlies, you can experiment a little bit with formations and personnel, but when it comes to a qualifier, I think he'd have to stick to what he knows, what he feels that's going to take the nation forward. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But look, this has never been a problem for England qualifying. They will come top of the group, there's no doubt. But it's when you get to that tournament situation. And that's when they freeze. We saw against Iceland in the Euros. That's what Gareth has got to get the mentality across a little bit more to the players. We spoke to Michael Ballack last week and he was saying, you know, that is the most important thing, mentality. Growing up, knowing that, you know, discipline and listening to the coach and believing in yourself. So whether England are good enough is another question, but they should be doing a lot better than what they do in tournaments.
Yeah, it's Monte Carlo or bust, or Hampden and bust. Scotland against Slovenia. Our only win so far was against Malta. It was against Malta. Scotland, for me,
Slovenia
is everything.
Slovenia, second in the group at the moment now. 1-2,
won't be easy, but we can beat anyone at home.
Yeah,
if we're in the right mood.
They don't score many goals though, Slovenia. If you look at it, they've only scored 4 goals, conceded 2. So defensively, they're quite solid.
I think we'll beat them. I'll stick my neck out. I think Scotland will beat.
I think. Well, they've got to target the home games, haven't they? Yeah. They've got to try and get back into the group now. Look, if they can win, suddenly it's a massive result for they go. They could go above Lithuania if England win. Obviously Slovakia are going okay at the moment, and it could be a point behind Slovenia. So this is a massive game for Gordon Strachan. Again, what sort of side does he put out? He's not got the riches of Gareth Southgate with personnel.
I think Gordon's the right man still for the job.
Yeah,
I can't see anyone getting in there with that squad and doing any.
Well, who would be the other option? Alex McLeish or
maybe
someone like that.
Alex
or
was great with Rangers, wasn't he, up there?
Obviously, it's
not been working
for a
while.
It's got to be Scottish, so who else would you look at?
Gary McAllister, maybe, or Who else would I give the job to?
Craig Burley? Not Craig Burley. What's the fullback for Ipswich?
George
Burley, would he?
No,
is he? He's far gone now?
No. George won't get that. There's no outstanding characters, to be honest. There isn't.
So, I think you should give it to Sir Alex Ferguson. How about that one?
Would he take it? He might be. He might be missing football. I don't know. Looking back, Ray, but it's a must-win. Looking back at the Premiership, of course, we've spoke about Man City, we've spoke about the Arsenal. Big result for Palace, wasn't it?
Massive result.
I'm thinking of the bottom now, who's going down.
Sam has certainly got a tune out of him in recent weeks. I watched the Middlesbrough game when they won 1-0, and he had a little bit of a go in a week before that game to his players, and they responded so well. I mean, they was winning every second ball. They was on the front foot, they started. And I think what's changed in there, I'm going to try and say his name, the midfielder, Milojevic, I think his name is, in midfield. He's really, shored up that midfield. They had Jedinek before, and also Sacco. Sacco's come into that back four, really done well alongside Tompkins. And it's made it a lot more solid. And that's what Sam's doing now. He's trying to grind out results. Troy Deeney own goal in the end, won him the game. But it doesn't matter how you win the game. It's a really poor game to watch. But what an important 3 points for Crystal
Palace.
Another
big result was Bournemouth 2, Swansea 0. Are we worried about Swansea again, just when I thought they were going to get out of it?
Well, to be fair, I thought Swansea definitely get something out of this game. I think Bournemouth have been they're playing better at the moment. They've got that, after that Man United draw, they went on to win the next two games. So let's put them out of trouble now, Bournemouth. They'll be safe. But Swansea are still banging it. They know exactly what they've got to do now.
I thought Sunderland had to beat Burnley to have any chance whatsoever. I thought that's the game they've got to win.
Yeah.
Nil-nil.
It was a poor game again. Just can't score goals. I know they've got Jermaine Defoe, but they've got to get service into him to score goals. So that was a must-win for me. And you look at the table at the moment, and the bottom three, you're looking, can it be them three who go down?
They put up a show till they went down to 10 men hole, but then got smashed.
Well, two
late goals, so maybe four is doing them a disfavour, but I just wonder, at the bottom three at the moment?
Well, yeah, I think Swansea will have enough. What I've seen of Paul Clement, I think he's showed signs that he's going to get results at home. I think Crystal Palace, we know Sam Allardyce has now got a tune out of him. Leicester City, look, Craig Shakespeare come and suddenly they're getting some great results.
So what have seen Swansea at home?
I think it might be the bottom three. I don't like to say it because they're two of my old clubs, Hull and Middlesbrough. And I really, really love to see Middlesbrough and Hull stay up. But I just think that Crystal Palace, Swansea, Leicester will get enough points.
But they've got a game in hand, haven't they? And I just wonder, who's going to get the job? Was Brian Robson there because it was United? Or Paul Lynch, is he going to get the job?
Well, at the moment, Steve Agnew, I think they showed a bit of spirit at the weekend against United. I think they went 2-0 down. Brilliant goal from Jesse Lingard. And then they got back into the game. And then they had a few chances to get the equaliser. And then obviously the hash from Valdez put some 3-1 up. So I think that if they can take that into the next game, I think the next game is going to be so vital for Middlesbrough. They have to get attacking ability. They have to score goals, which has been their problem. If they can do that, maybe Steve Agnew sticks on like a Craig Shakespeare at Leicester, if he can get that across to the players.
Ray, just let's finish off. We'll just try and predict the two semi-finals FA Cup. We're going to talk about that later on, but Tottenham and Arsenal have been kept apart, which I think Tottenham wanted it, and I think Arsenal fans thought, we don't want to play them, we don't want to go into the semis to Spurs.
I don't know who Arsenal want to play at the moment, the way they're playing. I think obviously there'd be goals in that game. Man City Arsenal, there's got to be goals. The way they both attack.
Do you think Arsenal can beat them? I can't see it.
Well, they've got a great record in the FA Cup, haven't they? And I really don't know. I think it's such a hard game to call, whether it goes to extra time or not. I will stick my neck out. Things are not going well at the moment, Arsenal, but I'm going to go for maybe an Arsenal win in extra time.
Really?
Gets him to the final.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not going to go that way, but I'm not going to go against my old team. I just think that something's got to turn for them sooner or later. They've had, you can say bad luck, but they haven't had bad luck. It's been poor performances. But I think sooner or later it might click, and maybe someone like Sanchez will win the game for him. All I know is it'll be goals in that game.
And the other one, Tottenham, who are playing well, playing a lot of confidence.
Playing really well, Tottenham.
Harry, I've got a feeling Harry, when is it? How many weeks is away? Is it he's probably, 2 or 3 weeks? I think Harry will be back for that.
Do you think so?
I think he'll be back for the semi.
Well, yes. That's a big bonus if he is. I think that's what they're going to miss him massively. If
old
he's
Hans
not.
Krankl, you can strap that up. I think he'll be back for the semi.
Well, he was out for about 6 or 7 weeks before, so he wouldn't
this is
be.
Not as bad.
Well, if it's not as bad, then
I was down the pub with the physio last night. It's not
I'm
as bad.
Sure they're crossing their fingers, hoping they'll be back as quick as he can. The problem with Chelsea, they're so good at the moment. You know, they're so efficient. They score goals. They defend when they have to defend as a team. Great midfield. It's going to be a hell of a midfield battle. I'm really looking forward to that. But look. At White Lane, how good were they at White Lane beating Chelsea? So they'll look at that game and say, look, yeah, let's try and play like that. And I thought that midfield back is going to be vital. Now, I love Dembele. I think he's superb in that midfield.
Strong.
Wanyama's been a great signing. So look at that battle in there. Kante, maybe Matic or Fabregas against, and that could be key. Who wins the game? Who can control tempo? That's another superb game, and probably not as many goals in that one, Al, as we saw probably in Man City Arsenal, but it's still a brilliant game. So I can just sense that Chelsea will win a double, though. Don't know why.
Yeah, I think
they're going to win the league.
Chelsea City final for me,
and it could be the double for Chelsea this season.
Brilliant, Ray. Thank you. So we'll look back next week. We'll get back to looking back at the internationals, of course, and then back into the Premier. Some big games coming up. There's a Liverpool Everton, for instance. So there's crackers back in the Premier. So, Ray, brilliant.
Cheers,
see you next week, eh? Thank you. That was Upfront with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.